Hey there, friends. What's going on? I am so excited to be with you today to talk through something with you that's recently come up from several different people who've expressed to me in various ways that they felt like they need to start a side hustle of some kind because of finances. And for many people, that might be the right move. For others, though, I may have a different solution that I would suggest. So today we are going to dive into that. Should you start a side hustle or do you just need to budget better? Pros and cons. The cool thing about this episode is I think that everyone is going to get a different takeaway from it that will be really custom to you and what you've got going on in your life. So I hope that you're in a place where you can really listen in. This should give you some things to think about in the best possible way. So, what do you say? Let's get started. Hey, friend, welcome to Money Mindful Moms. I'm Krista Nalgian, wife and mom, and firm believer that moms with money skills will change the world. I know that you are sick of feeling limited by money, but you also don't want to wait until your kids are older to be able to do fun experiences with them. You want to find a way to transform your relationship with money once and for all. If you're ready to ditch debt, have overflow at the end of each month, and be able to spend money on what's most important to you, you're in the right place. Pop in those earbuds, go reheat your coffee. It's time to dive in. Before we dive into today's episode, I have something to ask you. Have you been fixing to get ready to get serious about paying off your debt for a while? Like you have had every intention of making it a priority, but life has just gotten in the way. I get it. You are out here trying to raise good humans, keep your household afloat, date your spouse, keep up with work deadlines, text people back, remember to shower, remember to drink water, squeeze in some workouts and self-care along the way. I see you. I am you. I get it. But what if there was a way that you could take the next 8 weeks and set yourself up to have a solid financial foundation? What if in the next 8 weeks, you could get a solid understanding of your current financial situation, make a custom spending plan based on your goals, create an actual debt payoff plan with a debt payoff date, incorporate some savings into your monthly budget, and set up some systems that are going to simplify all of it to make it something that you can actually stick to for the long haul? In 8 weeks, all of that. And what if it only took you less than 2 hours per week for the next 8 weeks to make that happen? No more guessing what you're going to do with your money. No more waiting for a raise. No more hoping there's something left over at the end of the month for you to put into savings, which, spoiler alert, there never is. You no longer have to think about it because you took these next 8 weeks to create a system for your finances. Yes and amen, right? I have some good news for you. My group coaching program, the Overflow Program, does exactly that. And enrollment is open right now through Friday, March 29th. Listen, I like to keep things simple around here. I have this podcast and I have this one thing that I offer consistently to help people like you who deeply desire to be able to do really cool things with their family, but feel held back by their bank account balance. So if that is you and you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you are loving what you're learning and you've been wanting to work with me, this is it. This is what I offer and I'm extending a handout to you if you want to take it. So head over to the show notes right now and go grab your seat because this train is leaving the station, folks, and we are starting full steam ahead on April 1st. I can't wait to see where this takes you. Okay, back to the episode. So let's just start off by saying I am so grateful that we live in a day and age where there are so many options when it comes to starting a side hustle. Think about even our parents' generation. Well, I guess I should give some context because there may be some of you that are very young listening to this. I am almost 40, and some of my earliest memories as a kid were being woken up early by the sounds of the kids from my mom's home daycare being dropped off at our house. When my sister and I were really little, my parents could not afford for her to be a full-time stay-at-home mom, so she did a home daycare to provide financially. When I asked her about this not too long ago, she said that it felt like it was her only option, which makes sense, right? This was pre-internet, so the options available if you wanted to do something from home were pretty limited. But now you can monetize practically anything, and depending on what you're doing, there can be very little startup costs too. All good things. But does that mean that you should start a side hustle if you're not loving your bank account balance? Let's go over some pros and cons, and you can decide for yourself if that is the route that you want to go or if you should really focus in on your budget. Now, we do some extensive work on this in the Overflow program, so if you are joining us for this next round, you will get this locked down because we have a whole week dedicated to getting your budget locked down and another full week that we will be covering increasing your income. So we got you covered. But for today, let's talk about some pros and cons of starting a side hustle. Number one, like I mentioned before, they can be pretty easy to get started. You can choose a business model that might be a little more complicated, sure. So I'm not trying to make a blanket statement here, but there are many options that you can literally get started right away without needing to pay anything or have any special training. A little while back, my daughter wanted to make some money, so she hosted a kids' night out at our house where parents who wanted a date night or something dropped off their kids at our house for a few hours and paid her pretty decent money for a teenager. And all she had to do was create a flyer on Canva with my help, and then we posted it in our neighborhood Facebook group. So it really does not have to be complicated to start a side hustle, which is great. Number two, there is a limit to how much you can cut from your budget, right? But there's not a limit to how much you can earn. That is why I believe that your income is your most powerful wealth building tool. I remember a while back reading an article about a guy that during the pandemic, his job went remote, like a lot of people's did. So he looked online and he saw a job posting for another remote job, figured out that he could do both at the same time, applied for it and got it. So he was working two remote jobs in the same amount of time that he had previously been away from the home when he was working his job in the office because of commuting and just he was there for longer hours than when he was working from home. Then he saw another remote job, applied for it, got it, and started working a third job in the evenings and tripled his original salary without working very much more than he had been previously. Crazy. Okay, so I'm not saying that you should go and work three remote jobs. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am trying to illustrate is how powerful that significant jump in income could be. How much faster would you be able to pay off your debt if you tripled your salary? Or even doubled it, or even just an extra $1,000 per month, right? There is going to have to be a huge asterisk, I can never say that word, asterisk next to this one though, which we're going to be talking about in the cons section, and that is that more money does not necessarily equal faster progress if you don't know what to do with that extra. So many people make more money and have nothing to show for it because they don't have their budget locked down. We're going to talk more about that in a minute, so stay tuned. Number three. Side hustles can be flexible, which is great for parents. So if you're wanting to bring in income without giving up some of the flexibility that you have as a parent, this is a great time to be alive, my friend. I believe that every stay-at-home parent has the potential to bring in at least $1,000 a month for their family if they choose, if they want to. If you're wanting to generate income while being home with your babies, you absolutely can. Absolutely can. There are a lot of options that allow you to bring in income without having to commit to a full-time job outside of the home. So, moral of the story is side hustles can be great for a lot of people, but I want to give you some things to think about before you decide to take this step. I don't really love the word cons here, but this was the best word that I could think of to describe these next few points, especially when I was titling this episode. But basically, before you decide to take on the obligations that come along with starting a part-time business, these are some things that you should think about, okay? So number one, and I can't stress this enough, do not start a side hustle from a place of frustration or desperation. Do not. No one makes great decisions from that place, right? I remember years ago, I was stressed about money, okay? So I went online, was looking at things to do. I decided to sign up to deliver groceries for a grocery delivery service. Because I made that decision from a place of stress, I didn't really think it through all the way that I would have if I were making that decision from a position of strength. So for the next several months, I took time away from my family and from my other business, mind you, to go grocery shop for other people for very little money in return, considering the time that I was putting in. And part of what made it not such a great decision for me is that if I had just used that exact time that I was using to shop for other people and I put that into my other business, I would have made more money. So it felt like a giant waste of time and certainly did not give me the result that I was looking for of alleviating the financial stress. So before you jump into something, pause and check in with yourself. Why are you doing this? And emotions aside, is this something that you want to do and something that makes sense for you to do? All right, the number two thing for you to think about is if you think you need to start a side hustle, but you haven't done a true deep dive into your financial numbers, full stop, because you are doing it backwards. I know you are trying to avoid having to look at everything, okay? I hear it all the time. I don't want to look. But why? Your numbers are your numbers, whether you look at them or not, right? You not looking at them doesn't change the reality of the situation, okay? And when you choose to not only look at them, but go through them with a fine-tooth comb and really audit your expenses, get rid of the things that you don't want or need and reduce expenses where you can, then and only then will you really know if you actually need to increase your income to get to your goal. So if you haven't done that, this is your first step. And if you need support with that, like I mentioned before, in the program that I do, that I walk all of my students through together, I give you step-by-steps in that program. So if you're joining us, you'll get all you need there. Okay, number three. This next one, let's call it 2B. Okay, the last point was 2A. This is 2B because it's so closely related to that last one. If your strategy is to bring in more money by starting a side hustle, but you don't have a solid spending plan, aka a budget, based on your actual numbers, because you actually took the time, went through the process of going through everything and creating your budget, that new money that you're now bringing in is going to disappear. Okay, it's going to disappear. The late, great Biggie Smalls said it best, okay? More money, more problems. But seriously, if you cannot handle $100, you will not be able to handle $1,000, okay? Nothing magically changes when more money starts coming in. You need a plan for what you're going to do with it, or it's going to disappear and you're going to be just as frustrated as you are right now, if not more frustrated. So if your strategy is just to bring in more money, it's like trying to fill up a bathtub by turning on the faucet but leaving the drain unplugged. We have to fill the hole for this to work, right? And you having a solid budget will stop up that hole so that the new money coming in will actually be there for you to do something with. Okay, I feel like we covered so much today. If you need a Cliff Notes version, though, of all of this, side hustles can be great when thoughtfully planned out and backed by a solid understanding of your numbers and a plan. That's it. That's it all wrapped up for you. I hope that this was helpful. I hope it gives you some things to think about if you're considering what your next money move is. So I am believing in you always, and I will see you back here real soon. If this podcast episode encouraged you, would you take just 2 minutes to rate and review the show? It really is the best way that you can say thank you. And while you're at it, take a screenshot of this episode and post it on Instagram, tag me in it, because I would love to hear from you. It really is the best way that we can get the word out to other moms who could use some encouragement. I will see you back here real soon. Be blessed and have a powerful day.